Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Youth Speaks. Boses ng kabataan, ating pakinggan. Bawal magwalis sa gabi. O kaya, tabi-tabi po, Nuno. Ilan lang yan sa mga superstitions natin bilang mga Pilipino. Pero, alam pa kaya yan ng ating mga kabataan dito sa Australia? Ating malalaman dito lang sa Youth Speaks. Ating makasama ngayong umaga sina Joaquin, Karen, Christel na mga taga Curtin University, si Rizal na taga UNSW at si Tiara na taga Murdoch University. Meron tayong mix ngayon ng mga estudyante galing sa New South Wales at Western Australia, no? Para lang siguro sa ating unang question, ano yung mga pinakasikat na Filipino superstitions na alam nyo o kaya yung nasasabi sa bahay nyo? Sige, simulan natin sa'yo, Joaquin.
In elementary school days was when you lie down and someone goes over you, you have to go over them back so that, because apparently if you go over them and don't return, you won't grow in height.
Karen?
Something my mom still says up to this day is if we have guests over, unless they've slept at our house, they're not allowed to do the dishes. Kasi sabi niya, unless nakatulog ka na sa amin, bawal ka pa mag-urong.
Oh, I see. Ang galing. And yung urong, panigurado ako, Bulacanya ka. Kasi yung urong is hugas ng plato.
Yeah, from Bulacan.
Lovely. Okay, maraming salamat, yes. Karen. Ngayon ko lang nalaman yun, nakakayo ba? Sige, salamat. Sunod tayo, Crystal.
Hi po. No, for me, it's clipping the nails. So my mom always tells me, not to clip the nails at night because apparently it's like you're wishing your mom's death.
Salamat, Crystal. Rizal, ano yung alam mo?
Hello ulit. The one that I know of is probably the one to do with the kutsara and tinidor. They say that if you accidentally drop a spoon or a fork, someone will come visit you.
Kiara?
I can't sleep with my hair wet because sabi daw, either your hair will go white or you're gonna go insane.
Sino sa family niyo ang pinaka-superstitious? O sa kayo niyo nakuha yung mga superstitions sa to?
Grandparents ko. Especially yung lola ko. I think they're the most superstitious. I think when it comes to my mom or my dad, I don't think they're that superstitious. And I think that makes me less superstitious. So, think ko yung lola ko definitely.
I'd say the same, probably from like grandparents or older generation, but I think my mom's getting to that age where she's starting to like pay more attention and tell us more about the superstitions as well. So apart from lolas and lolas, it'd be my mom siguro.
Same then with my grandparents, pero parang mas madami pa pag sa mga tito tita tuwing alam mo yung mga chikahan ganyan ganyan, and then that gets brought up, so yung mga ganun.
Do your family still have strong beliefs in this, or parang dahan-dahan na siya nag-fade away as generations go by?
For me, I think it's still something we talk about, but the older generation, so my cousins and I, we know of it and we're aware of the things that they say would happen, pero we don't stick to it as much as the older generation would.
Ako, I think yung superstitions naputol talaga sa line ni mama. Sila yung parang medyo pinapractice pa rin yung superstitions. Kasi I think with me and my cousins, we only practice it when it's convenient for us. Like say for example, yung bawal magwalis at night because like you're nagtataboy ng grasya and stuff like that. We do that to like, you use that as an excuse to get away from our chores.
I would say that siguro. But now I wouldn't say so kasi medyo nakakalimutan na rin. But as much as possible naman, we still try to like acknowledge and follow the ones that we know of. Kasi syempre nakasanayan na, pero nag-move here to Australia, kaya medyo parang na-break na yung, alam mo yun, yung belief na yun.
I'm an international student, so I haven't been in Australia too long. So I think I still hold quite a lot of the beliefs, and same with my family.
Para sa inyo, di ba mga kabataan tayo, we're the younger generations. And ngayon na meron tayo at the age of information, nandiyan na internet, nandiyan na yung lahat-lahat ng mga sources na information, do you still think na meron pa ring value ang mga Filipino superstitions na ito? Sige, let's go sa iyo, Joaquin.
It's like, I guess the value of it, it's like the same as like, you know, Santa Claus or like, you know, the Tooth Fairy, where it's like, you know, probably it would be helpful when you're young to like, you know, to scare your children to do your chores or do something. I think people are, you know, more informed na hindi na nila, they probably lean less towards the superstitions.
Thinking about it now, especially in like times of, you know, just media and being able to access all these information that are backed by science, I think I realized growing up na a lot of these superstitions, like what Joaquin said, they're kind of just like said to us, especially to the kids, to try and build good habits without being questioned too much. So from my example, if my mom tells the guests not to wash the dishes, most people would try to insist. But if she tells them, no, if you do that, then you're taking my household's luck away, then people wouldn't be able to kind of resist as much.
Yung superstitions kasi it became a defining part of Filipino culture. So every time I think of like the Philippines, straight away I'm like superstitions. Ang daming superstitions and all that. And in a way, it became a way for me to bond over Filipinos here in Australia too when I first came. It's always like, oh, you're Filipino? Did you hear about, you know, this stuff? Like, you can't do this because of this, all that. So it became like a bond for me to, like, as a thing to talk about with strangers that you meet. It's still very important and relevant in today's society, and I thank you.
Yeah, for this year's Miss Universe. Thank you for that, Crystal.
I think all of the superstitions have like some history to them, like saying tabi tabi po, it comes from like Philippine mythology and all the things. So it's weird to believe in it to some extent, but it's also interesting to delve deeper into like why those started.
Para sa inyo, ipapasa niyo pa rin ba mga superstitions na nalaman niyo? At gaano kaimportante na ipasa yung mga gantong narratives or at least yung mga gantong superstitions throughout the generations?
I feel like I share the same sentiment, even though I wouldn't necessarily enforce it as much as the older generations would. I feel like future generation, I'd still try and make them more aware of it because it is an integral part of our culture. So it's just, I feel like it's important for them to understand that we do certain things because this is what we got from our lolos and lolas back home in the Philippines. And we may not fully understand why they want us to do it, but you know, if it's not harming anyone, not harming yourself, there is really no way or reason why you shouldn't pass that on. Because it's just like sharing language. You're sharing a part of their heritage with them.
I would definitely pass it down. Because like what everyone said, it is tied with our culture. And also, like, the background to how these superstitions came about tells a lot about our beliefs. So maganda ipasa sa future generations to give them, you know, further insight about our current or, you know, past Filipino beliefs. And yeah.
At dyan na po natatapos ang aming diskusyon. Naway marami sana tayo natutunan at nalaman tungkol sa ating mga kabataan. Alamin pa po ang iba't ibang opinion at kwento dito lang sa Youth Speaks. Ako po si David De Los Reyes para sa SBS Filipino.
Youth Speaks. Boses ng kabataan, ating pakinggan.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.